So in 1976, I remember listening to Pinball Wizard by The Who, and I just loved Tommy. It was another record in my dad's amazing record collection that I loved the most. I loved the artwork, I loved all the music, and I was over the moon when 20 years later I was asked to join the musical at the Shaftesbury Theatre and be Mrs. Walker.
Yeah.
And I remember going into the audition and Pete Townsend was sitting there and I just thought, wow, this is incredible. I'm going to sing Smash the Mirror like no one never sung it because I want this part so, so bad. And I gave it everything I had. And a few weeks later, I got a handwritten letter from Peter saying that I was the only one he wanted to play Mrs. Walker. And I still got it. And it's one of my most treasured possessions.
That's lovely. A bit daunting, though, to walk in and have to audition for Pete Townsend.
Do you know what? I'm not an actress. I've not really done all that kind of audition stuff. My husband's an actor, he does a lot of auditions and they're the most scariest scenarios, and it was the one that counted and the only one I've ever had to do. It was the one I got, and I hope I never have to do another one.
100% success rate so far, though.
Yeah.
Next one is The Move and Flowers in the Rain.
I just love Roy Wood. He's just fabulous. I toured with him a few times. I've been on a few of his Christmas shows. I did the Quo Festive tour with him, got to listen to all his stuff with The Move. And of course, and then I discovered that it's the first record, I think, that Radio 1 played,
That's
Flowers
right.
in the Rain, which is really quite cool, very cool, in fact. And when I got into gardening, I did a tour around certain garden centres, and Roy noticed that I was at one of his local garden centres one afternoon, and he turned up, all sort of pink spectacles, long hair, the whole bit, you know.
You never noticed him in the crowd then?
No, no, I mean, he literally walked in looking like he did in 1970s on Top of the Pops,
yeah.
And I thought, this is a joke. And he walked in, and all these old ladies are around me, you know, signing my garden book, and they're looking at it like, is this really happening? I've got this fabulous photograph of Roy Wood and myself in a garden centre. It's hilarious. And I do love him very much and respect him greatly.
And here are The Flowers.